Sherry?
Yes?
Jim Goodman, Palmer.
Thank you, sir.
Yep.
Hello, everyone. This is Tammy Goja Cockrell, and I will be running today's meeting in John Rockwell's absence. I'd like to call the meeting to order at this time at 1333. Sherry, will you please read the roll call?
On the telephone, myself, Sherry Schaefer, Master Sergeant Simon Ryder, Ms. Tammy Goja Cockrell, Mr. Matthew Osborne, Mr. Noah Hamm, Mr. Bobby Carter, A1C Caitlin DeHart, Mr. Scott Nelson, Mr. Peter Summers, Mr. Walter Belial, Mr. Chris Martin, Mr. Tim Thomas, Mr. Zach Haas, Mr. John Clendenin, Mr. Mike Hawkins, Mr. Carl Edwards, Mr. Jim Goodman. Is there anybody else on the phone whose name I have not called at this time? Okay, hearing no one. President Anchorage, so far I have Mr. Paul Fussy. Who else is present in Anchorage?
David Reed. Nicholas Vanstock.
Ben Andrews.
Meg Hammond.
Bruce Richter with Department of Homeland Security.
Scott Stormo.
That's everyone in the room, Sherry.
I missed one individual that was, I believe, between Nick and Lieutenant Andres.
Yeah, can I introduce Meg Hammond is our new criminal justice technician in the SAR department, and she's joining us today. She comes to us after 25 years in law enforcement in New Jersey.
Thank you. That completes the roll call.
Thank you, Sherry. Do we have any special guests today?
Through the chair, this is Paul Fussy. We do have representatives from Tate on the line. Mr. Walter, would you like to introduce you and yourself and your team?
Sure. I don't know who else from Tate Communications is on, but I'm Walter Bolil, and what I do is I manage sales support contracts as well as state contracts and any IDIQ vehicles that we have. I've been invited to talk about Tate subscriber units and radios after the general meeting is over, and obviously we'll have to go through a statewide certification process to get some radios recertified as well as some new products. So that's why I'm here today.
Thank you.
Thank you and welcome. We can now move on to the approval of the previous minutes. At the August meeting, there was not a quorum present. Therefore, we will be approving both the July and August meeting minutes. Has everyone had a chance to review the July and August minutes? And if so, do you have any requested changes at this time? Hearing none, may I have a motion and a second to approve the July 5th and August 2nd meeting minutes?
Been here, but we did this on our previous.
Was that a motion? I didn't hear that.
Yes, this is Nelson. Motion to approve.
Thank you.
Chris Martin out of Allison. I second it.
Thank you. Are there any objections or further discussion? Hearing none, the motion is passed. Moving on to the issues and risks log. Sherry, will you provide an update on the issues and risk log?
Sherry, we can't hear you. You're talking.
Oh, sorry. Forgot to unmute myself. OP 12 and 13 are for the microwave hops. Those are currently in process. They started the R1 North portion of the R1 North to Alcantara. They started that today. So those have been updated with the status. For the power line issues, you'll see updates from Mr. Stormo for Henry Range. If you could scroll down, Scott, for the group. I mean, Paul. And Saddle Mountain, you'll see the updates on those as well. So not a lot of change from what's been going on in the past on those. Since Master Sergeant Ryder is on today, if we could get an update on what's going on with the Burchell Master Site B-side bus, that would be great too.
Yes, that's all right. So the ups on the Birch Hill, we're waiting for an engineering diagram prior to the repairs, currently accepting bids. And then we also are requiring the site survey to be completed at Fort Greeley. And then as far as the upgrades on Birch Hill, with the exception of the ups, everything is still on schedule as posted in the Excel spreadsheet you're looking at.
Thank you, sir.
Are there any questions concerning the issues and risks log? Hearing none, Paul, would you provide the OMO update at this time?
Through the chair, Mr. Stormo was just going to talk a little bit on his. I apologize. I didn't hit the button quick enough.
Okay.
Henry Range, we've provided some splices to the utility company down there that are gonna walk the line and repair that splice that they found damaged, and hopefully that will fix that, and we'll be able to get back on our power line and off of the other partner's power line. Late breaking yesterday afternoon, the Saddle Mountain site got about 1,000 foot of power line replaced that seems to have repaired it, and this morning they were able to energize the line, and we've been running on commercial power for most of the day so far. So keeping the fingers crossed, the power line is fixed for the moment. It's still 30 plus years old, so still desperately needing deferred maintenance funding to replace it, but we may be back on commercial power, which is a much better situation than running on a short run generator. We have also procured a long run generator that we're going to try to get put in here in the next week or two, if weather allows, just so we've got a better generator to carry us if the situation reoccurs. And that is it for the two power lines.
Do you want to leave these open for one more month or close them today?
I'd leave them open for another month.
Roger.
Thank you, Scott. Are there any other questions or comments regarding the issues in risk log? Hearing none, I will pass it on to you, Paul.
Thank you, Chair. So, good afternoon, everybody. So we'll start out with the OMO report. So for training, we have a July video vignette's been posted. That is the subscriber unit acceptance test procedures. Here at the office, we've been setting up different radio testing, and as Mr. Walter alluded to a little bit earlier, that we'll work on more units for testing on there. So we will have a live town hall, that is TDMA part two. That'll be September 13th at 10 a.m., and we'll set out the link for that one. And then this morning, Mr. Nelson and I conducted an interoperability training exercise for the Mattoo Valley this morning, and had several members, some different departments, EMS, police, and fire there, working on the IT channels that were updated back in 2019 and how they can be incorporated into actual training and real-world incidences. So for outreach, so the FY24 membership agreements have been coming in We had 105 out of 103 agreements that are final. They've been signed by Mrs. Stormwell, myself, and the members. Three are waiting for DOD signatures, and six are waiting for the Kenai Peninsula Borough Mayor endorsement. And we still have nine agencies that have not responded, and we're working on them to get their membership agreement updated and signed. August document review, kind of light for me, which is kind of nice. We had the cybersecurity policy and procedure update, the privileged user acceptable use policy and procedure, and the spectrum licensing and management policy and procedure. So before I go to the metrics, any questions on those? Hearing none, we'll be moving to the metrics. Now, keep in mind for the August metrics, the 8-year ATR was broken during the quarterly rollover on August 30th, and 23 hours of data was lost. That is not recoverable. So we did lose almost a day's worth of data. So we start looking at our calls. We are 1,575,414. And then we see there just a little bit of an uptick from last year. And our monthly push-to-talk, we are at 2,605,103, once again higher than last year and definitely higher than last month. As we start looking at our busies, we had 563 busies, but if you look at like total percentage, 0.003% of the total on there. And then you'll see in the next slide when we start looking at the website, the site's below 3.9, a lot of PMIs and information and that's been going on there. So it is a little high from last year, but still not even the 1%. So looking at the monthly sites below 3.9, it dropped last month from 20 to 12. Keep in mind, we've been pretty maintenance heavy on there. Changing subjects just for a second. Sherry, Mr. Woodall is now with us in the room here in Anchorage.
Thank you.
So start looking at the monthly three below 3.9. See, had some bouncing, but software upgrades. Some things are beyond our control, especially Woman's Bay out in Kodiak. ACS fiber was cut, GCI transport was down, same as Pillar Mountain, which is also in Kodiak. We have an antenna remediation, some PMIs going on. So those are the reasons for the 3.9s. And then you go looking back at the other one, that's the reason why we have the 12 here. So any questions on that? Okay, moving on. On our website, we had 352 sessions, 202 users, 88% new visitors. So the website's getting out there. More and more people are using it, especially with the TDMA upgrade. So that's a welcome site to see on that one. Other items, we start looking at APCO and MTUG. So myself, some folks from APSCS, Bering Strait, and dispatch centers across the state went down to Nashville for the APCO conference, and then the MTUG, which is the Motorola Trunk Users Group. Very informative, talking to other entities in other states, how their system is going, how their systems work, some of the issues. So it's nice to see what we're doing right here in Alaska, and looking and talking to other people, we're not reinventing the wheel on something that we're updating with. So very informative, really good meetings on there. So, and then we did, like I mentioned earlier, we did the quarterly zone control rollover August 30th and 31st. So what we do with that, we get here early in the morning, contact all the dispatch centers across the state, make sure there's nothing going on, and then we roll over to the different zones on there for the upgrades. So that concludes my report for the OMO. Does anybody have any questions for me? That's all I have, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. Okay, next we have the System Management Office, Nick.
Yes, thank you. Nothing real big to add. You know, the PMIs, like Paul was talking about, we're just hitting those up. Along with the membership agreements and stuff that Paul mentioned as well, I'm going to add on to that the radio inventories that my guys are sending out to, you know, make sure that you are reviewing what you actually have in stock versus what you may not have, or if you have radios that need to be removed, please submit subscriber requests for all that kind of stuff. That's really all I've got to add.
Great. Any questions for Nick? Okay, moving on. The next item on the agenda is the state and DoD updates. Mr. Stormo, do you have any updates for the state?
Just a couple more good things that happened, mostly yesterday, to add to the power lines was we have been working on a microwave that had been giving us problems down in Moose Pass for about a year, and the vendor finally sent us to replace some parts. We didn't put that in yesterday, and that fixed it. So for the moment, it's been running good for about 24 hours, and it was consistently working every 5 minutes. So hopefully we solved the connectivity problems to Moose Pass. For about a year, there was a new tower put in down in Dubai. For about a year, we've been running on some temporary dishes that went bad last winter. Yesterday, we got some people up there for a little while. They were able to get the new dishes installed and aligned, not to where they're supposed to be, but good enough that we're actually connected and passing traffic again. So we've had a lot of issues with the South Ridge closer to Valdez and Canyon Range in Cordova over the last year that hopefully we're in a much better position going through the winter with those remediations that were done yesterday. And if weather cooperates, some more work on it this week. Other than that, I don't know if Tim's in here, if you saw the email I just sent to Motorola a little bit ago, but the microwave pops that are starting to install, I think we need to have some conversation a little bit about that just to make sure we're all on the same page and make sure the DoD sites are operating as well as they can after the microwave gets put in. Nothing bad, but I noticed on the issues and risk log, there's a piece of equipment they're buying for Clear that says if the piece of equipment doesn't show up, the Clear site's not going to be operational until it does. So I'm not sure that's the best answer at this point. So.
Yeah, as we had discussed, and what I certainly relate to Motorola was the type of microwave equipment that they were to buy. Are you hearing that they're not?
I think they bought the right microwave. It's just they've been talking to us about how they're hooking it into the state network. And we got asked today to help people get into our sites. It's like,
where's the coordination?
Right.
I will get a hold of the PM on that, see what we can do to fix that.
Thank you, Scott. Does anyone have questions for Mr. Stormo? Mr. Woodall, do you have anything for DoD?
Yes, the ATO, the authority to operate, has been approved by the authorizing authority. So we do now have four federal agencies an ATO. So the ATO will work for all federal agencies. Want to operate on NMR and require an authority to operate under a risk management framework perspective. So we have that. If you need a copy of that approved ATO, we can provide that. So if you're not familiar with an ATO, it's where the system is assessed, all the controls are evaluated, STIGs are run against the system. It's patched up, its vulnerabilities are mitigated, and then it's approved for operation. So basically, from a cyber perspective, it's considered secure to the extent that that the program can protect it. So that's available for those who need it. Motorola owed us a lifecycle management program for the next 10 years. They're doing the same thing for the state. They were supposed to provide that to me last week. It got delayed to this week. And then I just got a message from Zach from Motorola that they delayed it another couple of weeks. So something with some numbers changes. I'm not sure what that means, if that's good or bad. I suspect that's bad, meaning numbers going up instead of going down. But I hope to, by the end of September, to have a 10-year lifecycle plan that we can promulgate to the services, so we can get you guys to get your budgets set up for the next 10 years, looking at the life cycle and technology upgrade cycles that we have to fund. And as you're all aware, that's typically millions of dollars that we have to program for. So we want to make sure that we do that early enough in the budgeting cycle, that we're not dealing with the unfunded requirement problems that we've had in the past, or our services not lining up with the state and our muni with the funding. So hopefully we can fix that issue. We are also doing a intergovernmental service agreement under the both the Army and Air Force Community Partnership Programs with the state of Alaska. The Community Partnership Program in 2013 was a congressional authorization for federal agencies to enter into contract and service agreements with state and local government agencies where like services are shared. So in this case, the maintenance of the Alaska Land Mobile Radio System is a common shared service between the state and the federal government agencies, in this case DOD, so that we can enter into an agreement. This agreement will address primarily the fiduciary responsibilities. We have a draft of that agreement and started the coordination process. However, the Army went through a organizational change, and that has created some questions with regard to fiduciary responsible agents. And as that's getting hammered out all the way up to big Army level, we're kind of on hold because the agencies that have the responsibility to fund these systems has to be clearly identified, and they have to be signatory to the agreement. So it is moving, but it's moving like lava. So I think that's all I've got for you. I know we should be, and I'll let Scott speak to this, we should be moving on to starting to define the requirements for the new contract coming up. We're essentially 2 years out for that contract award. The administration process is about a two-year process. So I will be getting with the DOD to review the requirements that we have in the current statement of work. We'll get that updated. We'll be trying to do that in the October-November timeframe, so that I can provide Scott with a validated DOD requirement for the contract. The state of Alaska will execute the contract under the inter-service support agreement. The DOD will then execute we'll call it a mirror contract based on the current terms and conditions of the state's competitively awarded contract that allows DOD to fall under the federal acquisition regulations and work through the defense finance process so that we avoid having to send funds to the state, have the state do federal receipt authority, get rid of all of that difficulty that happens between federal agencies trying to get money to state agencies. So that's all I have. Pending any questions? And then one last update. We have all of the spectrum requirements for TDMA in our box at JIFMA Alaska. We're working through all of those, and we should see them gone by the end of next week. I should have them all out of our box and up to the national level. So I would imagine 90 to 120 days after we get it to the national level that those will be approved, and we should be able to move to TDMA operations.
Thank you, Tim. Does anyone have any questions before we move on? Next, we'll hear from the council representatives, starting with the state of Alaska. Are there any updates from DPS, Lieutenant Endres?
Nothing at this time.
Thank you.
Hurricane level 4 winds. You're just going like going, but we got there. We get.
I think someone has an open mic.
That's where they.
How about DOT? Or any updates from DOT?
Nothing currently. Thank you.
Okay, and all others. Do we have an update from all others?
This is Scott. No, there's nothing new.
And DOD, anything from J-Bear?
Nothing new to report, ma'am. Thanks.
Thank you. How about Eielson?
Nothing from us.
Thank you, sir. Do we have any updates from the Army today?
No new updates other than what I briefed earlier.
Thank you. Next are the federal non-DOD representatives. Anything from DOJ? Hearing nothing. BLM or U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service? Next, U.S. Forest Service or TSA?
Nothing from TSA, thank you.
Thank you. Next are the municipal representatives. Is there anything from Municipalities North? Hearing nothing. Municipalities Southeast.
Good afternoon. The only update I have is from Juneau, and we got our new Motorola K-Core and dispatch console successfully installed about 2 weeks ago. And we are thrilled that Saddle Mountain is connected back to commercial power.
That's great. Thank you, Aaron. Mr. Goodall, do you have anything for Municipality Central? Hearing nothing, I have nothing either for Municipality Central. Does anyone have any new business to offer? Hearing none, moving on. The next meetings are scheduled for October 4th and November 1st. And again, for everyone's information on the line today, there will be a presentation by Tate after the meeting ends for those who would like to stay on and attend. Is there anything else anyone would like to offer at this time? All right, I will accept a motion and then a second from any of the council members to adjourn the September meeting.
Chris from Allison, I second.
Sherry, did you hear the first? I didn't hear the first.
No, we didn't get in the original motion. Chris, would you like to be the motion-y?
Yep, that sounds good.
This is Master and Ryder, I'll second.
We haven't got you appointed yet, Master Sergeant Ryder, so we'll have to have somebody else second.
This is Tammy, I will second.
Thank you, ma'am. I'm going to stop the recording at this time.
All right, the meeting is now adjourned. Thank you, everyone.